يكشف السوء ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض أإلهٌ مع الله قليلا ما تذكرون
One of the attributes of God is Mujib. It means who hears supplications, or such an existence that if you ask Him something, if you pray Him to something, He blesses you and accepts your prayer. So, this is God of Islam who lives eternally and grants life. After listening the prayers of afflicted, He gives a proof of His existence. We are fortunate that we believe in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had made us to recognize God, who takes out from the deep ditches of despair and grants us light of hope. And then gives us further knowledge of His attribute Mujib. He shows us the path to gain His graces and bounties, which gives us closeness to God and takes us to the height towards God. We are also fortunate that we have joined that community of the true slave of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of his beneficence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cleared the paths leading to God and put us on those paths through which we can gain the true knowledge of God and we turn to this to gain that knowledge. He told us that God of Islam is a God who listens and grants your prayer. If you pray to Him, He will reply to your prayers. He challenged the world that come to me and gain the true knowledge of God. And I am the one who can help you to recognize God and to know Him. The Holy Promise Messiah says that our ever-living God answers us and communicates to us. When we pray to Him, He replies with words which are full of power and accepts our supplications and informs us that He has accepted those supplications. Therefore, in this time, by joining the Imam of the time, we gain the knowledge of God and also had the understanding of His holy book and also understood the meaning of the attributes of God. Because by attaching ourselves to the Imam of the time, Allah manifests the power of His attributes. He shows those powers to the one who has believed in Promised Messiah, that is the Imam of the time, according to their ability. So the Holy Quran does not just claim that that God of Islam is living God and there is none worthy of worship beside Him. Therefore, by being sincerely His, you should call on Him. He is the Lord of all the worlds. Rather, He also shows us its manifestations and examples. So therefore, if you have to benefit from this declaration, you will have to act upon this command that only God should be the one you worship. And for His sake, you will have to leave everything else. And when all the means of the world you will leave out by thinking they are worthless and becoming purely His, you will sincerely call on Him, then He will listen to the supplications of the caller and will bless them and will accept his supplications. Therefore, while praying, we should have this consciousness in our mind and awareness in our mind that He alone is our Lord. When without the asking He had made all the arrangements, therefore, while purifying ourselves by being exclusive to Him, we shall ask Him, worship Him, and act upon His commandments. How that loving God who loves extremely and greatly to His worshippers, how greatly will He bless us with His bounties. Allah has said Himself that I listen to the prayers, call on me so that I can respond. So how unfortunate one can be that at the time of need we should depend on others things and on other than God and give little attention to calling on our beloved Lord. The second verse that I had recited earlier, in that Allah says, who it is who listens to the prayers of a restless person and removes his affliction and makes you beneficiary of the world? Is there another Lord with Allah who you should worship? There are few people who will take heed. In this, the greatest proof Allah has given of His existence is that His powers are infinite. He and only He listens to the prayers of the afflicted. But even then, many people, forgetting this, incline to other things and give more importance to others who are creation and are created by God. This declaration is in fact the foundation of Islam, that you shall call on me and I will respond. The strength of the faith can only develop when a true Muslim declares this. But Allah has some precondition to this. He has shown some paths to His worshippers that you should follow them and come to me. So it is necessary to follow those paths. Only then Allah will make us inherit the earth. As I said, in this time, the true recognition of these paths had been given to us by Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And He is the one who has made us to recognize, therefore it is necessary for us to act upon this teaching which Allah had given us and which has been explained in this time by Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. To recognize his nearness and to the declaration of listening to his worshippers' supplications, Allah says, وَإِذَا سَعَالَكَ إِبْعَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي خَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةِ الدَّعَيِ إِذَا دَعَانٌ. But Allah says that you should also follow this. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. The people should also worship me, and my servants should worship me and answer my call and believe in me so that they are guided. Therefore, for the acceptance of prayer, such a faith is conditional, which should ignore all worldly means, and one should have firm faith in God, and one should act fully on His commands. Hazrat Promised Messiah says that Allah says, therefore, you should make yourself such that Allah says, so that I can communicate to Him and address them and believe fully in me so that they can be guided. And if when this firm faith develops, then what is best for His servant? Because man does not have the knowledge of the unseen, it is Allah who knows what is best for him. He blesses him with that. It is not necessary that every his supplication is fulfilled in the same way. Allah knows best what is best for his servant. So when man prays sincerely, Allah listens to it. And it is prayer alone through which you recognize the existence of God. Hazrat Promised Messiah says, the fact is that our God can only be known through prayer. There are many people in the world, no one has believed in God who answers and listens to the prayer. Sitting before an idol or standing against a tree or standing in respectfully to a cattle, can you say that he listens to my prayer? Can a Christian say that Allah listens to my prayer and replies to it? Not at all. There is only one God who speaks, which is God of Islam, which the Holy Quran has presented, who says, اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. If you call on me, I will respond. And this is totally correct. If a man believes sincerely with the sincerity of heart to believe in God and continue to engage in supplications, his prayers will definitely be answered. In one place in the Holy Quran, those who hold calves as their God, Allah says in the Holy Quran that He does not reply, that such a God does not reply to their prayers, which shows clearly that gods who do not listen are like calves or idols. To strengthen your faith and to gain closeness to Allah, He has taught us a prayer. And not only that it is to strengthen our own faith, but also to strengthen the faith of our children, so that by kneeling to God and submitting to Him and continue to seek and supplicate to Him, it continues from generation after generation. And the importance, the prayers that we do while we are in the sitting posture of the Salat prayer, Allah has also said those prayers. For example, one prayer is Rabbi ja'alni maqim as-salata wa min zurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Oh Allah, make me to observe prayer and make our children also to observe prayer. Oh our Lord, accept my prayer. So when with a deep feeling and pain you will continue to say this prayer, not only you will pay attention to those prayers which you are making for some specific aim, which when you are afflicted you ask from Lord, then this particular prayer will advance our faith and will make us following the commands of Allah, and that Mujib God, because of this prayer, which is being made to gain His pleasure, He will also accept other prayers. May Allah enable us to gain the true knowledge and understanding of this prayer, and by believing in the Imam of the Latter-day People, Akhareen, which a soul and a spirit that has developed of faith in us, it will then continue to advance, and that Mujib God will listen to our prayers and will always make this community to be sincere. Then, with this addition to this, that the faith is stronger and one acts upon the commands of Allah, Allah says, if you pray to me sincerely, then at the same time He said, what are the methods of making different supplications? He says that whatever my various attributes there are, with reference to that you should ask for satisfaction of your various needs and pray for them. This will make you closer to God and advance you in your faith, and will be a means of acceptance of your prayer. Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. All beautiful name belongs to God, and you should call on Him with reference to those attributes. So this Mujib God, that is answerer of prayer, had reminded us in various places to supplicate, and has taught us the true methods of this prayer, which each one of us should follow, because our life rests in this alone. How Allah wants to bestow His favor on us, but it will be most unfortunate thing that He wants to bestow His blessings on us, and we should not call upon that Mujib God, and we should pay attention to other than God, and by not calling on Him we are deprived of His various attributes. With all kinds of creation of God, and because of His love for them, He shows us these paths. Otherwise, He does not need our calling on Him and our prayers. It is the servant who, it is the man who needs to have a link with Him and to call on Him. Allah says, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَعُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Tell them that if you do not pray to me, my Lord will have no care of you. So Allah only cares for those who pray to Him. Therefore, if you have to gain love of Allah, therefore for gain of everything, you should call on that God. There is in the hadith that the report from the Holy Prophet ﷺ that even if you need a shoelace, you should call on him. And the whole promised Messiah was also revealed in the same words and was shown a scene that there is a line of sheep on the lying on the ground and somebody is slaughtering them and says that you are worthless sheep. You have no relevance. Therefore, this particular revelation remind us of this, that we should at all times continue to beg from God. And by keeping attached to the Imam of the time, by acting on his teaching, we should call on that Mujib God, that is answer of prayers. And by having firm faith on him, act upon his commandments and not become like those who only call God when they are in difficulty, but they forget when they are in ease and comfort. Allah says that when you are involved in a storm in the sea, you cry to God and supplicate to God, but when Allah takes you out of that difficulty, you forget Him. Promised Messiah says, remember that it is a greatness of Islam that He has taught you prayer. You must never be lack prayers and do not be lazy, and the prayer is the greatest proof of existence of God, as Allah says, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ, that when my servants ask you about me, where is God, what is the proof, tell them He is nearby. And the proof is that when a caller calls on me and prays to me, I respond to him and replies to him. And sometimes this reply is from dreams or visions or revelations, and Allah's powers is manifested, and it shows that Allah is that powerful God who can resolve our difficulties. Then, admonishing, Promised Messiah says, if you want to live in peace and there is peace in your homes, then it is right that you should pray a lot and keep your prayers in protection, keep your homes in protection of prayer. In a home where they pray, Allah does not let it suffer. But those who are lazy, the angels come and wake them up. If you will remember God at all times, remember that Allah's promise is very firm. He will never treat you as He does with an evil one and a wicked one. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says further that at the time of prayer, do not lose hope and be worried, and not quickly be tired and give up prayer. You must not stop praying till the prayer has not shown its full impact and effect. Those who can get tired and are worried, they are mistaken, because this means you will be deprived. In my view, the prayer is most beneficial, and with my personal experience I tell you, it is not just word of mouth that a difficulty which cannot be resolved by any means, Allah can make it easy to resolve through prayer. I tell you truly that prayer is most effective and potent means one can be healed from his disease, all the difficulties and hardship is removed, and it can save you against the plans and conspiracies of the enemies. In short, what there is you cannot gain through prayer. Most greater than all, that it make you purified and give you, grant you a living faith in your God. Most fortunate is the man who believes in prayer. He will see wonderful powers of God, and by seeing God he believes in he is most powerful and benevolent God. In another place, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, prayer is a great prayer which can make you overcome difficult paths, and man can cover difficult paths, because the prayer can attract and attract and absorb that prayer and the blessing of God, and he can pull it. And by being helped by God, he gains his purpose. Firstly, you should believe in all means and do act upon them and follow those means, because it is necessary to make effort. But he should, but not to use means and only just to say prayer, it is ignorance from the prayer, and it is to test God and to be totally depend on means and not to pray thinking it is useless. It is denial of religion and moving away from religion and being a renegade. The one who does not leave saying prayers, there will be no problem faced by his in his religious life and his worldly life. It is like where they are guards, they protect them. But those who are ignorant of prayers is like those who has no arms, and he is weak and is in a jungle which is filled with beasts and other animals. He knows that he is not protected. Within a moment, those beasts will devour him, and there will be no sign of his existence. Therefore, you should remember that the true means of protection is this prayer, and this prayer is its great shelter if he continues to be engaged in prayer. Therefore, we are fortunate, as I said, that believing in the Imam of the time and has explained the philosophy of prayer to us and has made it quite clear that, and he gave us the true knowledge of the Mujib attribute of God, that is answerer of prayer. Therefore, that not only for our own life, our protection of our personal life, or protection of our family, or protection of and the advancement of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, we have to pay attention to prayer, but we should also pray for the Muslim Ummah, and then beyond that, for the whole of humanity, we are paying attention to prayer, which is needed most these days. Therefore, every Ahmadi during these days, I mean always, and especially in the situation today, which is worsening, the Ahmadi should kneel more to God and pray and call on him in a restless state and an afflicted state. The Ummah of the Muslim Ummah through which the period through which they are passing, and the Muslim countries, they are facing restlessness and difficulty. Its remedy is nothing beside prayer. And Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that this prayer cannot be done other than an Ahmadi, and therefore you should pray for the Ummah of Islam so that Allah should deliver us from the inner and outer plans and conspiracies. And the 1400 years ago with the Islam which Allah had given to the Muslim Ummah, it should be preserved. And you should also pray that Allah should remove suffering from this world, and people, the human being, should turn to God, and understanding Him and recognizing Him, they should come out from the clutches of their stubbornness, and do not call Allah's anger, but the mankind should turn to Him and kneel to Him. They should understand this message of God that come to me by call on me sincerely, so that I, listening to your prayer, I can make this world, who you think is everything, which is only transitory and only for few days, I can make you a center of protection and peace, so that you are beneficiary of my paradise. As I just said, we Ahmadis can only pray, and with the deep feelings and with a suffering heart, we can pray for both the oppressor and the oppressed. And we submit to our God that, O Allah, have mercy on this Ummah, and because they have attributing to themselves to your beloved Prophet, by show them mercy and compassion and give them intelligence and understanding, so that they can recognize their enemies. They can recognize the Imam of the time. And as I said, that you should pray for this world, for humanity, for mankind. Because of their arrogance, the people are moving towards the ditches of destruction, and they have forgotten their God, and certainly they are calling anger of God. The oppression has advanced so much that they think it is justice. May Allah have mercy on them. You should pray for yourself and for Jamaat, as I just said, that may Allah defeat the enemies and adversaries of Ahmadiyyat and Islam, as Allah had treated all the divine communities, that they have to face difficulties, and this system will continue. And only then you advance and progress. And this is also, there is a proof of truth, then they have lacking proof, then they are hard to people. With this opposition, neither the Ahmadis fear, nor shall they ever fear. This alone is a means of advancement of Jamaat and of faith. And these oppositions give you help to advance. But because of this opposition, the bad end with the adversaries will see that we also pray for the humanity, that Allah may give these opponents in understanding, so that before their bad end, by acting upon the commands of Allah, they can save themselves. And we should also pray for ourselves, that because of our slackness and of our mistakes, we may not be deprived of the blessings which Allah had destined for us. Every conspiracy of the enemy, every effort of the enemy should be create means of our advancement, of our goodness. Each one of us should show perseverance and steadfastness. Our good wishes should always be receive acceptance in the court of God, and because of that we can gain love of God. May Allah make us beneficiary and take us in protection of all His attributes which we know or we don't know, and protect us from all evil of His creation. Amen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
I want to remind you of one prayer that inshallah according to the program this week I will set myself on a tour of America, which I am hoping inshallah, but the incidents that happen on the airports, as a result of that some people are deeply worried. Therefore you should pray. We all our effort is depends on prayer. May Allah make this journey blessed, and Allah will remove all the difficulties. And you should pray that it is full of blessing in every way. There should be no such incident which can be because of the animosity of the enemies. People, Ahmadis in America, they by thinking they should come out of their passions and then give me advice.
Ibadillahi rahimakumullah. Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adli wal lisani wa ita'i dhil qurba وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ.